Okay, there we go, everyone. Good morning. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Tuesday, the 20th of August. Good to have you join us. Hope we're all keeping well. Just to let you know, this is the last pre-market trade plan session now for 2 weeks. We're taking a two-week break. It feels like it's been a really long year so far. And we still have markets which are just relentlessly now very close to all-time highs yet again. So despite what's happened over the last couple of weeks. So really, there's an awful lot going on. There's obviously an awful lot from a fundamental and a geopolitical side of these markets as well. We've got corporate earnings and we've got some important news events coming up. So we're just going to just do a quick review, really, and let you know pretty much what is in the pipeline, perhaps over the next couple of weeks until we're back. And we've got, I suppose, a few expectations in mind, really. So let's break those down for you in a little bit more detail. So slightly different, really, to a normal trade plan session. Okay, so please see a risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, be mindful of the risks involved in trading financial markets. And actually, over the last couple of months, we've been trading with lower size because of the backdrop or the fact that we're moving into summer markets. We will be reverting back to normal size in September. That's very much the plan. So, and we're going to be a lot more, flexible with exposure. There'll be some risks. There'll be some trades which we'll take a bit of a greater risk on. Other trades, we'll still probably err on the side of caution, really, a little bit with the trade. So it does appear that we are going to be going through a pretty choppy period till year end. It will present some great opportunities, I'm sure, but a more careful and considered approach, really, with regards to risk, will be also important. Okay, so all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So trade selection, how do you choose the trades, the markets that you happen to trade? We all have certain likes and dislikes. There's nothing overly wrong with that. What you don't want to really do is miss all the really good opportunities because you're so narrowly focused on one or two very, very individual markets. You can get really good opportunities elsewhere. So where do we then enter and exit those markets? That's your trading strategy. How do we manage risk, hopefully to a successful outcome? Risk, how do we manage each trade as well? So trade management and trade psychology, all very important features of trading these financial markets. And as you know, we address these considerations every day in our practical live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. Okay, so let's have a quick review then of potential market moving news. And this week it's pretty quiet up until Wednesday evening. So the only bit of news really that we have for today, Tuesday the 20th, Guys, I do apologize. Just got disconnected there. I do apologize. I wasn't aware that we've been disconnected. So I think we're back. I think we're fine. I don't think there's any issues. So we seem to be fine. So look, sorry about that, guys. I do apologize there. I don't know how much you've missed, really, but we were talking about the first news event of the week, which is the FOMC on Wednesday, tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. And then we've got a series of manufacturing services PMI numbers. So there's broad expansion in services and tightening or contraction across the manufacturing side of things. And we've got unemployment claims as well, which is a mini important news event really for these markets. So if it comes in below expectations, that's good news for the economy, and we'll probably see a further good news, a good market response to that. However, if it comes in much higher than expected, then we might see a bit of nervousness begin to creep back in. Jackson Hole as well, symposium is an important news event every summer, and it's a 3-day event, and we'll be hearing from Jerome Powell on Friday. So 3 p.m. On Friday is really a very important time. Now, are we going to hear anything new from Jerome Powell? If you go back 2 weeks ago, and it's only two weeks and 1 day, the markets were falling out, the bottom was falling out of these markets, and there was expectations from various different, you know, well-regarded resources and analysts suggesting that the Fed call an emergency meeting and cut rates by 75 basis points. Now, that's a profoundly extreme response to a bit of weakness in the industry markets. There was concern that this recession is coming down the tracks very, very quickly. And although there is little pockets of weakness, there's broad strength. And that's the problem. It's the broad strength that is why these indice markets are very close to all-time highs. So that's going to be an important event on Friday. And we're also hearing from Governor Bailey as well. So that will be important for the pound and the FTSE. I think it's a 3-day event, isn't it? It finishes on Saturday, I'm pretty sure. Yes, it does. So it's a 3-day event, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. If we just project into next week, we'll get consumer confidence figures. We get some European inflation numbers. Is it Australia inflation numbers as well? We're going to get US growth numbers, unemployment claims as well. And we finish the week next week on core PCE. This is the important inflation number that the Fed like to focus and concentrate on. So next week is a little bit on the bland side. And then the week after, we just go through, just show you very, very quickly. Very little on that first Monday. Tuesday, Swiss inflation, manufacturing, GDP for the Australian economy. Yeah, so then we start getting all the job numbers back, and we're back actually Thursday the 5th. So on the Friday, on the Wednesday, we get the ADP and the job numbers, and we'll get a decision from the Bank of Canada. And then on Thursday, we're talking about unemployment claims, ISM services, and the big non-farm payroll numbers on the first Friday back, the first Friday of September. So Jackson Hole is by far the biggest event. And, you know, Jerome Powell does have a little bit of a problem on his hands in the sense that they don't quite know where neutral is. The bond market's suggesting they've got potentially 6 25 basis point rate cuts in the pipeline. which is why really the Fed will probably start to cut. But will they be aggressive with those cuts, or will they be a little bit, right, well, let's look at the data. They keep saying they're going to be data dependent. And when we got that negative news, we saw some significant selling, and the wheels were coming off at these lower levels. We did anticipate it was a very significant overreaction. And then we saw some volatility for a few days before we started to see higher highs and higher lows, and really very, very close to all-time highs now again. So this is the expectation that the Fed are cutting rates for the right reasons, because inflation is coming down, not because there's a recession. So it's going to be interesting to see how Jerome Powell is going to react, or perhaps refer to what happened 2 weeks ago. It just shows you the fragility in these financial markets. And we are now very, very close to all-time highs. So further upside yesterday, really, really strong move. Same situation. We've got much lighter conditions that have been driven by fewer participants. I suppose really the only trade you can really look at is for further upside really at the moment. Now, the fate of these markets really is very likely to depend on the data. And if the data comes in positive, it reinforces perhaps for further upside, purely because the Fed can cut rates for the right reasons, i.e. inflation is coming down. Now, what could derail it? Well, we've got corporate earnings. We've got NVIDIA corporate earnings due out on the 28th. If they exceed expectations, then these markets will still rally on that AI narrative. The problem is, if there's NVIDIA numbers come in weaker, then we'll probably expect a little bit of selling. So good news for these markets represents, for now, further upside. Bad news for these markets, and you look at all those individual news events, and if the bad news starts to come in thick and fast, then there will probably be somewhat of a negative market reaction. Right now, everything is remarkably positive. Even the NASDAQ. We were looking at this yesterday to see, would we get a bit of a rollover? The answer is no. So we're still rallying in the Nikkei, sorry. Still rallying as well in the European markets, the CAC and the DAX. I'm very close to those all-time highs again, with the CAC as well, seeing a strong bounce off these levels. So really, the indices, as long as the data is coming in positive, then we'll probably see further upside in the indices. So we'll make note of that. Let's have a look at the dollar. Because we've seen a bit of a risk-on upside move, we have seen the correlative move in most areas against the dollar. So indices up, dollar down is eventually the reality for these markets. You can see we've been in a bit of a sideways moving pattern. So we are right now at strong resistance levels up at these kind of highs around that 110. Now, for now, we're still above it. We're not overly bullish the euro, but if I can just bring up our pen. We're not overly bullish the euro, but you can see it's been in a bit of a sideways pattern for quite some time. Right, let me just bring this up. So we've got this type of price action, really from 110 to 106. So we've had a couple of rejections at the highs. Really interested to see what happens up at these kind of levels up here, which is where we're at. Will we roll back below 110? So we're on the verge of breaking out of this 110 sort of range that we've been in now since December 2022. So we could be pretty close to being sideways moving between 110, 106 now for the best part of 2 years. 1.75 years, perhaps. So elsewhere, it's pretty much about the risk off. And this is where these bond yields come in. So 2 year, 10 year, they've all taken a bit of a roll to the downside. They're looking a little bit more positive at these lower levels, but not that much upside in comparison to the downside. So what does mean? What does this mean? Well, it means there's less demand for the dollar. So we're seeing the euro strengthen, the pound strengthen. Well, we had actually seen, because of BOJ interest bond yields pushing higher and US bond yields rolling over to the downside, it's narrowed the gap between the two, which was the carry trade. It was why the dollar continued to strengthen significantly, because that gap was a lot wider. And there's a lot of investors, traders and investors, converting free, very, very cheap yen and turning it into dollars where they could get a much better yield. And that particular trade is unraveling, or has been unraveling, perhaps. So now is an opportunity for the yen to strengthen. The question is, will it strengthen? I suppose the yen is a little bit more to do with the BOJ, and as to whether they've pretty much rode back on their sentiment in terms of being quite hawkish, with the Fed being quite dovish. So you're getting that interest rate differential trade playing out in real time. You can see how quite choppy it is just in the last few days. So really looking forward to a little bit of a break from these markets, so we can come back, you know, with a bit rejuvenated perhaps. So further dollar weakness across the board. Strong move actually yesterday in the end in the CAD and on Friday, in favor of that. Yeah, really big move yesterday in the Aussie and the New Zealand. So the weakness in these bond markets are really sort of hitting the dollar quite hard, along with the overall risk on market dynamic across the equity market. So there's capital coming out of safe havens like the dollar, and it's finding a home in the equities and some of the other currencies for now, and gold as well. So that's the we're up at all-time highs now for gold. So crude oil, just as a commentary, our bias was to the downside. We were looking at this trade, I think this kicked in yesterday evening, further downside there. So as talks are continuing in the Middle East regarding, you know, these peace talks, and it's problematic, but they seems, well, we'll hopefully get some sort of political solution to that. So a downside move back down to the low 70s, which would obviously have a positive impact on inflation as well. So again, the dynamics behind commodities more generally and gold and oil is likely to be news dependent. If we get a solution in the Middle East, then we can probably expect, with the demand concerns with China, with lowering demand, and if we get a peace deal in the Middle East for a period of time, crude oil will likely sell off. Unfortunately, if there's further conflict and we get that attack from Iran, then oil prices will probably start to rally. Now, it's in everyone's interest. Well, it's in the US's interest that there's a bit of calm now for a few months as we go into this election cycle. So will they play ball is the question. It's a difficult one. So a lot of support around $72, which we saw last time around. Big rally into resistance. We're talking about these V-shaped recoveries a lot. You're seeing them, you know, big moves to the downside, massive reversal, euro. You know, we had rallied higher, we pulled back, and now we're extending those moves once more. So a lot of V-shaped recoveries in these markets, which is you have to be somewhat nimble, I guess, in your thought. Right, so this is a trade plan now for a little bit more of a generic, perhaps, trade plan. Okay, so this is our kind of summer trade plan. Okay, so let's do that. So okay, so that's the first one then. So if we get positive market news, bullish for indices. If we have negative, market news, it's bearish for indices. So that's the dynamic that's likely to play out for the indices and the dollar. Okay. Let's put the word conflict there. So a lot of these markets, there's kind of a linear discussion to be had. Just thinking just regarding the yen. Okay, look, we'll leave that for now. Okay, it's more of okay, it's a bit of a trade plan for the next 2 weeks. Right. All right, then, guys. So, look, I'll post that there into the chat box for you. So you can cut and paste it, take away. We'll discuss it now in a little bit more detail when we switch rooms. So if you can join us for our European live trade room, we'll break these down in a little bit more detail. But generally, we've got this sort of binary decision to make. We get positive news out in the next 2 weeks. We expect that to be quite bullish for indices and the dollar to further weaken. Negative market news, we're looking for bearish indices and potentially the dollar to strengthen. So good news is good news, bad news is bad news, which is really the way it should be. It's not been like that for the best part of 2 years. So we do have these new dynamics beginning to filter through. We look for gold to strengthen, maybe get in on a pullback. And crude oil prices will depend on conflict in the Middle East. If we get a peace deal, we'll expect lower prices. Conflict, we'll expect prices to actually look. We'll actually come in a little bit higher there, we would assume, or make that assumption. So please note, summer market conditions are in place, so continue to act with caution. I think is just it's just important to just be mindful of. So avoid that aggression, avoid sort of chasing losses or doing anything like that. If you can, trade with smaller size, we'll wait for these markets to come back to full health in September, at which point we'll be fully back and we'll be ready to ride these markets till year end. So at the moment, we're in this risk-on dynamic AI tech stock, dovish rate pivot sentiment from the Fed and Jerome Powell. Will we get that in the Jackson Hole symposium? We'll have to wait and see. Positive economic data as well. That's positive good news. It's good news for risk-on. It's good for news for indices. Weakness in the dollar. We've got a bit of a stubborn U.S. bond yields and commodities. We've got gold up and oil down. So mixed bag in areas, I guess, which is why our overall summary is around this risk on stroke mixed market dynamic. Okay, so listen, on that note, thank you very much for joining us. Sorry it's gone on just a little bit longer than anticipated, but thanks very much for joining us. Just posted the trade plan now for the next couple of weeks into the chat box. And if you've got any questions, don't hesitate to let us know. So on that note, just to let you know, this is the last early morning trade plan now for 2 weeks. So we'll be back in 2 weeks' time to do it all over again. So look, thanks for joining us and we'll see you next time. Our pleasure, guys. Take care. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.